work meeting for the town council and the planning commission on Wednesday, February 10th.
So what are you looking for the lighthouse? You got to figure out where that zone is for. Well, I'm worried about a couple of bits of tin or something like that. What is the lighthouse? A white picture.
I can bring a lot of the trailers down and park here.
It was thought of how they... They all have a different reaction to it.
Well, they're all excited.
No, they just wanted us to jump on lots of marble.
So then, if we were
Mike, the other thing inside says, is that 50? Is that where you read that?
No, I think, well, I mean, I think that's the way you're reading the side setbacks are a minimum of 8 feet on one side and a minimum of 12 on the other side.
So that doesn't fall under the R2 code designation of what is the south. I guess I'm not saying so. If we, I think we got, I'm okay with that. I thought it's just map says, I don't know what I'm saying. But if this was true and this was one, we may want to do something else instead of working it out. The other thing is that something you decided before? I don't know when this was for all of us.
So that's the same map that's been there. So the light purple is
R1. R1 is that the county fire A1.
It says all the light purple is
so
which includes the town.
Current 20 zone is only the general plan of the town.
I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is I'd like to discuss that. I see every time I put it on in the newspaper, there's a developer that wants to come into the town, and I want to make sure we've got our orders to the way we're operating them. And so I'd like to look at and make sure if we've got this picture is wrong, and what I see it, we may not get this picture changed. But this would be the truth if we went smaller lots there, or just do two big ones inside the city limits and then you do something different out here. So this is a simple way for that, but then you shorten that to two blocks is what we want to do for the growth. I just don't want some developer coming in and say, we're not going down the lot. And so.
So it looks to me like it matters if the town border is a different color than that.
Right now, I'll try to the city limits of the white, pink, or purple, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And I think we're looking at the others, which is speculating about growth and development in the future. But I think, you know, as you said, that the white pink is now the issue we're dealing with.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, that's so, you know, we're looking to read up as well.
So we didn't have a deal with what's in the city limits. But I just wanted to make sure which one we were on. So if we only the other one.
Do you get the two descriptions between R1 and R2? The difference or the
difference? The R1 has both of them have a front setback of 25 feet. But I was going to have this on the table, but I didn't get it done. But the both of the 25 front setback, the R1 side yard of an interior lot is 15 feet both sides. beyond two, and the interior lot was probably on each side of the building, is maybe 12. And backyards are besides the street, both of them say 25, and the rear yard is 30, and in R1, which has a 15-foot side yard, and the R2 has a 25-foot rear yard requirement. So R1 is 15, about 15 side yards, and R2 is 8 and 12 to a total of 20. So this is about, you know, we go closer to the top one here, and that's what kind of defines this over there.
So in fact, the sound is the R1, then, is that?
No, my eyes are not like somebody wrong with my eyes.
The
RQ is just in the city, right? Yeah. The RQ is in the city limits, and then when it comes about the development of the town, which they agreed to follow a half of their 20,000 square foot minimum. And I don't know how, I think that's probably RA1, right? And I don't know that.
Yeah, I
think
all
of
them are double, tend to stand what we've got.
The basic difference, the way I understand it, between R1 and R2 was multiple housing. And we had had the town zones one way for so long, rather than change all the zones, we changed R2 to be the single housing unit. We had a fellow that wanted to go down here on the west side of town, the city of town houses, and some condominiums, and that wasn't what the neighbors wanted. And so we took a look at that, and so we changed R2 so that only single family units
could. I remember doing that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. That's the only thing.
So that was the motivation of what happened. It was one way from R2, but. Anyway, when we changed R2,
it was right after we did this.
We used the general plan and what we learned there.
Okay.
Instead of trying to look at the town, that's when we added the commercial, what is that,
R3?
Yeah. And that's when we added that zoning that allowing commercial building along this main highway.
So you understand that, and so Jim. You understand that, so the main street out here is zoned commercial, but that's the part of the street. Yeah. Like we're all aware of the fact that, you
know. Yeah. We don't need beyond how far out it goes.
So, Mayor, this is what you do. As far as the case of that argument, you need to define your zone and consider what the setbacks are for general zones, and then make sure that it is universal in how to move forward.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if we need multiple zones, because it's the same other thing that we do have a non-conforming lot that we deal with, and we probably have to figure out how to do those. So you know, we're at the planning commission, how the cost spot for lot run needs to be. And it's a small lot. It originally was, can you bring that up? I kind of had to hold off on the zoning permit because I wanted to see
a plot plan.
And what is your...
Not 1,020.
I think it's good enough for stuff, yeah.
Yeah, this is a lot of house. This is 400 feet from my house is right here. Gerald Wilburn's house is here, the Dan Cain's house, Michael Demand is here. So these lots of, were originally part of a small lot, I think on the plan there showed 117 this way, 105 this way. And so I was concerned about what we were getting. I know you have probably considered the neighbors, but also considered how narrow this tree is. It's 7 feet. And I asked him that how would you get me a plot plan with the dimensions on it? And I got one that was a half a page, 8 or 11 page, with a front setback and a side setback. And I said, what is the rest of the dimension? How big is the house? I said, I want the dimensions for the front of the house, the back of the house, the back of the property, and how far they set aside, and how much is left over on the other side. And he said, well, I've built this house a number of times, it'll fit on that lot. And I was a little bit frustrated because I said, we need a plan. The dimension plan, that's what our application said, and so I paid the way to go all the other things at me. But to me, it's important that, we get, so we don't get people sitting all too often. Now, maybe I'm overbearing or whatever, but I guess every time I went to get buildings in here, I've had to have a complete set of plans with a site plan and dimensions on it. Didn't seem to think that was too critical. So,
you might not because it's not
your neighborhood. Well, I guess if I did, but if I'm the neighborhood of somebody else's,
yeah.
I didn't need to have an order in the building.
Do you
have
to be happy because he thought he was only submitting his son? I mean, there's not as long as he misses the map or is he?
So he's not saying anything to you today?
No. In the summer, he asked if it was a buildable lot, which it is because it's a non-conforming lot directly.
So, grandfather?
The law was there before the ordinance, and so pretty well said you can't be able to fit into the building on
it. So, there are more laws
complied
with. They don't have to have that. The size of the house and all those things have to be, you know, followed. But you can't say no, you can't build on it.
Are there more laws like that up there?
Yeah, there's pretty well of course. There were two sections of it. When the city goes to there by his house,
yeah.
That whole section there, and then there was another one with by Gerald Wilson. But that street was there by his family.
Yeah.
No, they divided that up into there were 10 different lots there with no access into the lot.
Yeah.
We've been working on that for 45 years.
Well, this is the current map, though. He just got this yesterday at the time.
This is the problem. This, like I said, this is Gerald. This one he's deeded over to Dan Cain, and then he owns this one, this one, this one, this one. Carl owns this one, these two, these four up there, and then this one here. So there's a little lot of those. Originally there was four lots down here. He deeded lots those for more than he got them, and he made two lots out of three. So they can be better lots. Mine was already part of that size. The one that Casey bought from me was in a half an acre, so it's over 20,000 square feet. I think it's 5,100. But the question is, my understanding was supposed to be a easement that each of these sides, each of these was supposed to be 20 feet.
Unless that comes from somebody's title, I don't believe that anything is there.
You what?
Unless that comes from somebody's land title, I don't believe that
they're actually using it. It's shown on Albert Parker. And then And Joe's fence is back where that blue line is from all those pastures. So we've got to decide how we're going to deal with this. How we feel like his property is to him, and so that's what his setback is, 25 feet from the center line here. He wants to build a house with him. He's going about 10 feet off that line. So I think sometimes we're going to solve some of these issues that we don't get in battle. I talked to Doug, he talked to Paul, they were not being safe on it, but we're going to decide what to do with it.
He excuses God for no issue with that road and separate from the lot. And I don't live there at locations, my grandkids can look it up, but I wonder if a long-term solution is how that road continue and not loop into something.
He's got it.
Temporarily would be helping out if we say there's no on-street parking on 4th Street. All parking on 4th Street seems half to be off-street. It seems like that would be helpful, and you guys live there.
Well, I think I talked about putting moratorium on the legal process, we can't put moratorium, we want to put conditions on it. The one other thing, when you put a fence there, you're about probably 30 to 40 feet there and put a fence, so it's like a car there, you've got a pillar thing, and you want the outfit to move. When Chris Brown was running double wide home there, the only way you can get in was like this come right here, and this probably hit that corner, that step that fence as big as it was to get that. There wasn't enough room on it, access right here. So, if the county easement has part of the property, that means you've got plenty of room, which would then put in corners of the house out right close to that easement. And say, no, that's going to be a future road, then the house is bigger than the lot. You know, you want 1,500 square feet plus a garage, but you don't have a basement under it. Single story, which is, it's a nice home. That's what I'd like to figure out is what's reasonable to make that lot or comply with it, and whether they end up having to give them a variance or determine what that is.
What did you say the size of the house was? How many square feet for the house?
House is 1,500 plus the garage.
I don't know that.
And so, that gives you a picture of you that I want to take a look at.
And no one has been talking about it. He said, we all the phone that gives you ways to map the trees and kind of step out. So,
we can't do anything with the setbacks except for those who travel. But that might be something down the road, this roadway, and we might end up dealing with that with a non-conforming lot issue. So we get you up to a piece of big for that lot. But, especially with the angle.
He's going to have to put a basement for the sewer, isn't he?
Pardon?
He's going to have to put a basement for the septic engine. And he's not lost. How do you put a 1,500 square foot with the back backed off the easement?
There's one other issue that I would like, if we're going to give him a house, it would help his house, and I'll show you what his plan looks like.
Doesn't it
Can you shake it just a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, put it on the back.
Yeah, I'm going to get one. I'll just get it out.
A few meetings ago, we did talk about 400 East when John was the man. We come up with how many cars goes up and down that lane. And it would take three times as much on that lane than there should be in a city hall. I mean, it could be just getting old. And you get two cars parked and something happens down there, how do you get a ladder truck or something down there? That was our concern.
Yeah.
As a resident down there, not we rely on the council, this is going to be big.
I'm looking at what I thought was good. We are here with the site plan. This is my garage over here. The top of the line, the line of the tree box is about, I've set off 4 feet from a straight line, but I'm 18 feet from the corner of the garage to this angle across the line. And so, to me, this was a buildable area, which is 55 by 60, and that just would require 20 foot additional future roadway, and 40 of the setback here is 45 feet, which to me is almost a little encumbering, okay? But his house is big enough, it comes up more like this. And as far as I could, I suggested to him that he make it come over here and do a property sale, which allows this back end of the house to come over a little bit, a little more room over there. What it does do is it uses this like 16 feet, so just under 16 feet of the frontage. Without counting this, he's 97. Counting this, he's 117. And if you allow that, this would end up extending to the count. So here, he would be 182 on the side, which is less than this. But that's something I discussed with him. But I thought that was worth conditioning that, so it gives a straight line, gives me better access, and so. So he's coming to the town council meeting, but I'm going to insist that I get a complete dimension site plan for them to review. Okay? Then he'll have to come, I think, to you guys and say, okay, what are the ones that issue a variance? That's why I want to kind of give you guys a heads up of what he's coming. If he wants to build. Now, he wants to be made to go over here on about 10 feet right there. And you'll have something you guys have decided whether that is. You think we have the possibility of putting the roadway down through there? But I'm going to one other thing about that roadway that the one we have is city water right down there with a fire hydrant, so you know now.
Which would be reading for the dead end.
What's that?
It's illegal to the dead end, that water line.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have that dead
end. Doesn't it go on down past Bales and down to Timmins and down to that
lake? I don't know that water line goes. Mm-hmm.
I know this back in 98 we held me plenty. Some years ago we had a plan that we were going to put a road down through there and Dale has told us we could come on down and look in Gerber, Joe Irwin, where I live, and we're talking to him. There's nowhere around here. The assistant would not let us touch the property.
We have the funding and all for this.
Yeah,
so
what is our long-term plan for that? Other than looking at these maps and the plot map and engineering layout and everything with the grid and stuff. I was looking at options there. I mean, obviously, our house is right in the middle of where the going to be able
to. That would be bad, you know.
Hometown right there on the band, so pretty good line to be done with that whole project.
This far, and you
a zoning permit, because our application says, furnish us with the site plans and dimensions on it. And I think you all want to just tell you, we'll do it, and then all of a sudden get things situated and then go, well, I don't know if I'll do that. Yeah. That's why I want dimensions on the site plan. The other thing I'm going to try to get arrangement of how to get available on it, I would like the people to come to the town, get a zoning permit application with the instructions on it from the town clerk, so she logs it in, and then they bring it back to her, complete it, and then she forwards it to Grant. She keeps a record of what was it been applied for, then when Grant and you guys are finished with it, it comes back to her for the effect of the shareholder to keep a record of it. So if you're okay with that, I'd like to make that change.
Yeah, I don't really look out in the machine.
I
just said, and that means I'm not the top, I don't have time yet. Very neat to interrupt there. You know, they come to the office and buy them here from there. If they come to me, like with the one off to be doing them, I just send them back to her. If I'm not wanted, I won't take money. I just send them back to her. And once she has signed off that they paid money, then they bring the plans and stuff to me, and then I visit the site and look what they mean.
Yeah, I think we ought to put on a permit, a signature of the clerk, that she receives the money. So,
I think there is a spot for a minor meter initial.
Just to turn the sideways pipe.
I am just gonna draw through the cross and behind us here. Oh, where's that fire hydrant now, right? Right here. Okay. It looks like Carlos Mink's shop is right here somewhere. Uh-huh. Right on.
I think it's
13.
Is that by 14? I don't know the lay of the land, but why are you putting anything on?
Yeah.
Is that to do it all?
This one's coming out here next to most of it.
This one is really not solving any of our traffic problems. All the buildings are here with our access here. Does that make sense? So to me, the road needs to be down here. Or down in that general
way. Well, that's what's off the top of everything else.
Yeah, that's it. Go down here across this?
Yeah.
And then down?
Yeah, that was all.
And that makes sense.
See, that's the plan. The river is going through it well.
Yeah. And that only makes sense.
See, and that was like, you do that whole section that becomes a big road.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is
that.
Well, that would open that up, this up.
Which connects by the first valve between the Ryan's house and your house?
Well, they can pay it up to his living
room.
Yep. Not my money.
That's where we're going.
Where did it connect? There's tank one.
For me to make any kind of a decision on this, about what we're doing, I need to go out there, and I like with my crew, Derek, and look at the overall possibility of the other. This thing's been festering for a long time, and if we can get the roadways and the lots and everything so that. That was a problem before when they tried to get water line down through there, because there was no water access down through there, and so as a result, we ran into the roadblock. But I want to go up there with somebody myself and just take a look at this.
I know where Dennis is going on this, and I think right now I'm doing a lot of my life, but I'm not just trying to see where these things are, so we talk that whatever we do will be a move to what's called in the colony. Maybe you know a lot better than I do. We talk about a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's him. I mean, we can come to some kind of agreement with all the problems we want to go through. I'm sure they can see it. I mean, it's him and Dennis that if we can't go going down the way we say it's going to benefit you, because it opens up that opportunity. It's going to benefit all of us. It's going to benefit.
Or are you with a friend that don't make it to you? Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. This is the come up with under the sign, and then it's kind of like, oh, it's something that we have to do. It's a lot of the whole solution, but, you know, here's my deal. I'm sitting here getting ready to totally remodel the house. Electrical, plumbing, whole bit. I don't want to do that and then have somebody come up in 5 acres and say, hey, you want to burrow through the deal?
Well, I don't think that's a good solution for them.
So you don't want me to bring the stripe on it and take the stripe right up the first time?
Well, that would be fine if you were just like, you know, I'll build you a nice little house with that couple of them on the south end. Oh,
yeah. I don't think we need to take people's houses on this one. Maybe we need to jump to the streets and kind of skip. But, you know, the reason the ability to do the development by that property, we put the roadway there. I think we can live in North Ball County with an offset. I feel we're going to have to because of the angle. But I think that if we can discuss how to make it work, like Dr. Hookbook, in front of time, if we look at the layout and we'll see what works or what put on some paper, some options.
Yeah, that's all it was. Speaking of doing the field trip, what did happen over in the space of the garage?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I was there this week, and they started to do some kids.
And then they had a great football game.
I did not. Yeah, they were. There are where we get it.
That's why I looked at that.
I just wonder if there is like we can have all the lots of them and do it. But I could hear the movement on that.
And I was thinking that if we extended the variance for a year last year, and it's about that time again, and I thought, you know, maybe we'll have to skip the variance and decide if we're going to do that.
And the
if we can take the zoning permit off of that, because what some people are thinking is, oh, they're there, all I know is they turn it out and go to them. And that would be the whole thing, that would be the man's service. And the only way they can get a zoning permit is if they pay the money. They can't get that physical piece of paper unless they pay the man's service.
What about having teaching the instructions on the
instructions, okay. And maybe you can even put over, you know, get over the term of the trip for study home item or
put sample on that.
Yeah, sample right now would be great.
I like to just I have the good for 2 hours, the information that goes by. And the law of the issue, I think, is one that you guys have enough tracks on because they built the garage, but they didn't have the house plan to be designed and laid out.
Well, yeah, that's an issue with homeowners, and really not a family issue.
I guess the question I've got is, we have to go and build the garage, and we have a site plan.
Yeah.
That's why I'm all stuck on site plan, because that should have been on their site plan at the beginning, and not come back later and say, well, we decided to expand the house, we decided to, you know, and technically, I think where you're building the house doesn't meet our
space between the house and the accessory building is the shepherd. They can be close, but they got, then they put a whole rest of the guidelines.
And well, it can be that the way here because the garage becomes part of the main building.
Yeah, right.
It's like asking.
Yeah,
okay. Well, that's good. That
back property when it was tailed in quite tight to the tree. But there again, we visited the site 2 or 3 times
and had to visit to there. That's a good one. Okay, so we'll pull that off. We'll maybe put a sample there. We'll put a sample right at the top of it so that, you know, if you don't mistake it, we'll then those must be picked up.
And then we got to be sure to say when we got all the papers.
So.
So, when we talked about the moratorium, I just wanted to say, you know, Richard Chamberlain was consulted and let us know that we cannot do the moratorium for the moratorium is designed to only last 6 months. And it's only if we are wanting to amend an ordinance, which won't solve this problem, we won't be amending any ordinances. We can just simply tell them that there's been conditions on any future development on that street, and the condition to that there are street improvements that are required. And they would have to work themselves with other property owners to improve the street. And it's not up to the town to figure out what told me, like what if you got what good it is.
I didn't tell me a word now, I didn't get the program, that's what he called me. What I do is I go back to read the book now, type in his comments. And then get the amendment so it sends you guys all a copy so we can just see what he advised and so we can help plan how to work things, okay?
Yeah. So that's
what I'm asking
more for you.
Looking at this way
of condition. So, do you guys have access to the internet? That was to all the folks. I'm still trying to get out of $5.
Well, that'd be nice if we suddenly go out, see some of this on 480, right there by that piece of ground, where we maybe hopefully we have a residential zone down there, so we know what that house would be like sitting there, so that would be one option that we need to consider, so that we can consider that property along with the other. That might be something we have before we head out, so we make sure we've got all that.
Right. So like the R2 and
I? Yeah, just so we've got all the setbacks, and hopefully we've got enough information to the ability of what we hope to be able to.
Okay.
I don't know, we didn't want to get going unless we don't have a road issue solved.
He's required by our college and by our permit to first go to town. He told us today he was going to email it to me. And I have to send it up to the town I came here. So I feel like that, I think from the mayor's standpoint of view, I want a whole line of things for our people to get the plans with the basins on it so we know exactly where the house is going to be. Then we can make a decision. I don't think we make a decision just by saying, oh yeah, we'll just, you know, it and let it go. So that's why I guess I'll be a little hard going about it.
So, we have any idea how many other pieces of property may have a similar idea to this one? Yeah, that's not the only idea, right?
Yeah.
So that those building properties, they're still only, what is it, 3 or 4 of them?
Yeah. The building is involved with the young government. Which is an address because they own the land
at that. Yeah. So when Mr. Wilson passes away and sells it, those still a lot of those plots.
Yeah. I feel it appears to me like they have left an individual lot with that domain.
Okay, that's on the floor. These three down here, these four are owned by the same guy.
So it appears that they've left an individual lot.
Yeah, so they can be developed in this one. This one is owned by the whole building this year.
Well, I think that area, I mean, in a matter of time, somebody's going to want to start putting houses on. Because they're going to make good money doing so.
This one is owned by Chris Mallory, right here. And this one, Carl, and these four up here were Carl. So,
and Mallory went with the South Carolina, and that's why they acquired him to smoke it all in one lot, so it couldn't be built.
And he couldn't sell another lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And they, and that's when they made this. That's how he got this house over here. He said, turn that to turn over here. Yeah.
Theoretically, each one of those little lots in the house.
Yes, right. So I guess down the road then, if they sell it individually, then we got to deal with it. If you keep them together, then we don't.
Well, see, that's my concern. That's why I tell Manny the other night, when he said president right here, on this lot, because we have to go through this another 10 times, so just get it done right.
Yeah.
The girl is supposed to be the grand mom's appointment and have the
grand
father in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they have to combine them into one lot on their tax card because they're still going to do the lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I second see the seller rules or something. Seller has to gather a little crowd to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that comes to mind though, that you tell me how that's in the circle, it may be that the town would have the right to say, you may build on that lot, but it's not our job to get the access.
Right, that's what you told us,
right? So unless you have access down into those little lots, we're saying we're not a problem.
Yeah.
Now once they get access, then it becomes a problem. Yeah. I think that, in my mind, that would be the initial answer. You know, great, you can build on it, but you have to be able to get there.
And that's how wide the road we expect them to have and everything.
And then we can say, this has to be 44 people.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I did, is trying to learn everybody here. I talked to Zach Jett, who is the assistant fire chief in Dunston, and I said, I tried to get a picture of what we need to do, how we work together, and he asked me about, I said, do you have any issues to make sure we, he said, every once in a while we get an insurance company, call us, and ask us to go out and look at access to the house and see if they can have any fire in there. Because they were being requested to provide fire insurance. And they said, we want to provide the stuff fire insurance if you're going to have trouble protecting the house and property we're doing. So that's the other thing that we don't want to encumber our relatives by allowing building on these difficult situations.
So here's the question maybe Grant would be the best to answer. So if they have to put a right of way in there, okay, so these pieces are grandfathered in because they're kind of over there. But once they got into those building lots with the roadway, then we still have to honor that because the lot size changes.
I think we will.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know, but I think it's just a compensation on the island.
Because then we end up with much smaller lots than we already have. So we can create a national law on any problem and you know, to say, hey, you want to put a library in there and start to hold up a lot to do yourself to, you know, keep filling them out and to, yeah.
It's definitely
not. I think it would be well to try and say, because they're not owned by individual people, I think just a couple of people, you know, Dave Kay and Carl. that if they choose to sell them, we ask them to combine them so there is a better buildable lot.
Okay. Well, I think you can have the redirect in Genesis question. If that road is true where you go down there, but if indeed they may make it unbuildable.
Yeah, I mean, for me to look at, I would think, well, the wife would be to put a road on one side and the other, mm-hmm. and I would want to keep the combined of these properties doing it as well. And
that might be
very much out in the middle, or that they make two routine properties on each side.
After the 20 feet is taken off each lot should have a 97-foot depth. So if you put a 25-foot setback, a 30-foot house is back to 55 or 60 feet, then you still have 47 feet in the back, because your house is on a parallel street, and you have angles and sides because of the configuration. But to me, that's better than trying to fit a cycle lot, and that's about all you get is, you know, you can build it. You can, those back lots, you could design a 12, 1400 square foot house, even a 1500 square foot house, but you end up with no yard, large, very much yard. So.
Yeah, I just want to say that would give us more than an hour to get to the title of the game. And to say, hey, you know, just wait for the emergency to the right way and take up the kind of property. That was my grandfather, that piece probably was my grandfather, that was the original piece. You have these two choices, you can't sell them or you can sell those properties and then rather than
that. And I think that's part of the negotiation that we would do as a city, to the owners, to try to make this thing work for everybody so we don't. I would like to have the discussion, whether I need to go down or not, I'm okay with that. I told everybody I might be a one and done if I saw all this stuff. Anyway, well, consider we're out of time, but let me give you these stuff. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you,
Mayor. And don't hesitate to ask questions. Get a man and give you all the stuff that you want.
Do you
want to do it?
No, no, no.